A reading from the book of Judges. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. He made a vow to the Lord. If you deliver the Ammonites into my power, he said, whoever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites shall belong to the Lord. I shall offer him up as a burnt offering. Jephthah then went on to the Ammonites to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his power, so that he inflicted a severe defeat on them. Thus were the Ammonites brought into subjection by the children of Israel. When Jephthah returned to his house in Mizpah, it was his daughter who came forth, playing the tambourines and dancing. She was an only child. He had neither son nor daughter besides her. When he saw her, he rent his garments and said, "Alas, daughter, you have struck me down and brought calamity upon me, for I have made a vow to the Lord, and I cannot retract." She replied, "Father, you have made a vow to the Lord. Do with me as you have vowed, because the Lord has wrought vengeance for you on your enemies, the Ammonites." Then she said to her father, "Let me have this favor. Spare me for 2 months, that I may go off down the mountains to mourn my virginity with my companions." "Go," he replied, and sent her away for 2 months. So she departed with her companions and mourned her virginity on the mountains. At the end of the 2 months, she returned to her father, who did to her as he had vowed. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, who among us has not been tempted to try to control God with a promise? "Lord, if I pass this math test, I'll make a donation to the Catholic Relief Fund. Lord, if she falls in love with me, I'll receive finally the sacrament of confirmation. Lord, if my dad lives, I'll attend daily mass for 1 whole year. In all these cases, my friend, we are in danger of replacing trust with a promise. And this danger is portrayed for us today in the story of Jephthah. Jephthah was recruited to command his people against the Ammonites. And this, despite the fact that he was previously ostracized by these same people because he was born of a harlot. Jephthah, of course, desires their respect. So he promises God a human sacrifice, a not uncommon feature in those days. Unfortunately, the sacrifice ends up being his only child, his precious daughter. At a time when being chosen for human sacrifice was a great honor, Jephthah's daughter, after mourning her father's lost grandchildren, accedes to his violent vow. Brothers and sisters, the book of Judges is filled, as many of you know, with similar crazy stories. Stories portraying our human misperception of God. Indeed, what kind of God would let a father's pride lead to his daughter's death? We feel like yelling out, "It's okay, Jephthah, it's okay. Retract the vow. It'll be okay." Today is the feast day of St. Rose of Lima. Born in 1586, died in 1617. She was a great lay Dominican, and in 1671 became the first canonized saint of the Western Hemisphere. She was a visionary mystic, famous for both her outlandish mortifications and her gracious outreach to the poor. She rubbed her face with pepper and lye to avoid embarrassment because of everybody's response to her great beauty. She slept on a bed of broken glass and stones and thorns. She wore a spiked metal crown concealed by roses. Again, as in the story of Jephthah, we feel like yelling out, "This is crazy!" But of course, just like in Jephthah's story, we realize that the culture and the time are important. This was a time where physical humility was too strongly conflated with spiritual humility. We know that God does not demand that we sacrifice our physical health. We read today in Psalm 40, "Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart." And that law, my friends, is not so much sacrifice or mortification as it is the struggle to love. We are asked to emulate not Rose's mortifications, but her vow of love. Her work with the homeless, the sick, hungry, and elderly was actually the beginning of social services in the country of Peru. Loving, eyeball to eyeball, is the most difficult response we can offer to our loving God. It is indeed a great grace. To quote St. Rose of Lima, "Let all know that grace comes after tribulation. Let them know that without the burden of afflictions, it is impossible to reach the height of grace. Let them know that the gifts of grace increase with increasing struggle."